Diane Roberts here with a story by Brandy Bradley, a PhD student at Florida State University, about some girls gone wild.
The text across the video read, "This is what happens when you put 60 girls in one apartment." For 10 seconds, the scene pulses to the beats of a dance track. Flickering across the screen, on tops of counters, tables, and chairs, a mass of young women sing and dance together. This was last August at Florida State University, before Hurricane Hermine brought with it chaos and a hoof-and-mouth outbreak. Someone threw a girls-only party, where the attendees got sloppy drunk and documented the revelry on Snapchat. The drunk girls' dance moves were awkward and jerky, goofy and silly. They seemed oblivious to the camera that documented the event, its videographer inspired as one might be to record a pack of wild Mustangs galloping across a pasture. Because the women were wild in that moment, they sang loudly and danced for nothing other than their own amusement. 24 hours later, the video disappeared into the internet ether, but perhaps the memory of that evening still lingers in the mind of one of the women, possibly to reemerge later. Maybe one morning when she crosses campus for class, or when the song from that night flows from the Starbucks speakers, that memory of girls dancing will trigger another undocumented moment of that night, vomiting up the night's libations while another girl holds back her hair and they promise to be friends forever.